Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue Pele Yoitz and Sherman 248 on the topic of Ger, a sojourner, a traveler. Not the typical Ger of a convert, but that of a person who should make his Dira in this world, his dwelling place here in this world, temporary. The main focus should be in Olam Haba. And that being the case, the Pele Yoitz is telling us that we should not live with the desire of Maestris, with luxuries. And we explain from the Chafetz Chaim how to define what a luxury is. That if you have to support someone else, how are you giving him, how are you supporting him? Are you supporting him the same way that you are, the same type of car you're driving, the same type of suit you're wearing? Or you give him, you know, the basic car, the basic no-brand suit, whatever it might be. The Pele Yoitz continues and tells us that Parnassah is difficult. And sometimes a person's mindset can get cloudy. And just to put bread on the table, he was talking back then, it was difficult. The economy goes up and down. People work very, very hard just to pay the bills, the basics. Just always trying to stay in the game. It's a difficult situation, Parnassah. The Yaris Devash in Drush Aleph, when he discusses Tefillin by the Baruch Baruch Aleinu. It's right next to me on the shelf. I'm pulling it out. And Drush Aleph, he says, it's on page Chof Gimel, in the edition I have, it's a newer edition. In the second column, he says the words as follows. Ki ba'avoyneseinu harabim, this is the Yaris Devash, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. We're learning Pele Yoitz, but I'm bringing this in. The main averus sins that a person does is because of the choyser parnasa. And if they had the proper parnasa, they wouldn't go off the derech. Ayin Shom, continue, take a look over there what his point is. He's discussing the Bracha Baruch Aleinu, davening for Parnasa. And our topic over here, the Pele Yoitz is telling us, Parnasa is very difficult. It's a klala. We've been cursed. V'zeis ha'pech ha'toich ha'lechem. We ate from the Eitz HaDaatz. This is our punishment. So a person might say to himself, okay, I have to work this hard. I have to do more. I have to do more, do more. And he makes his ikker chiyus, his main occupation in this world, his Parnasa. And a secondary, if that much, occupation, Limud HaTorah. So the Pele Yoitz tells us something very, very fascinating. And he says, if a person does that, and he lives his life with the Iker Parnasa, with his Iker focus, his main focus is Olam HaZeh, that he has to make more money, he has to spend more time on the Parnasa, and on and on and on. But Derech She'odom Roitz Leilich Bom Lichnesa, the Gemara Makas Daf Yud tells us, that the way a person wants to go, Hashem will lead him. If he wants to go that direction, Hashem will lead him in that direction. And he might become very financially successful. And then, when it comes time to pay his bills will be more than the other person. Why is that? Because he's in a different bracket now. Let me share with you a Maisa. A few years ago, someone told me that when they were getting married, they were asked if they can give from their side for the chasna $80,000. Let me repeat that. $80,000 from one side for the chasna. And the other side, it wasn't just going to give the $80,000. They were going to do more than that. One chasna for one night, close to $200,000. Why? This is Maestris. This is exactly what the Pele Yoitz is telling us. Exactly what he's telling us. That a person makes his Iker Dir, his main focus, in Olam HaZeh, he might make the money. He might have a lot of money. And then his bills will be more as well. And the person has to have a clear seichel hayasher, not to get tied up in such a world, such a lifestyle like this. Now, this is just one example. Most people are not being asked to give $80,000 from their side of the chasna. But each example can apply to the person on his level. However, if a person puts his ikar focus, and I know people like this, I know Baal HaBatan, and today they're tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. Tremendous. And their ikar focus is in Limud HaTorah. They have a job. They enjoy the job. They have a panasa. They make Baruch Hashem a good living. But that's not the Ikar Chaim. The Ikar Chaim, you stop these men, stop these people in the street. You're talking about any sugya, anywhere. They'll tell you, Gemara says, they'll tell you the Rishayim, unbelievable. The Achrayim. How do they do this? Because they take the words of the Peliyahs to heart. And they understand why they're here in this world. They're here to travel, to focus on building and investing in Olam Haba.